To, you know, try and
I would
either ask them, can I buy you a new cupcake?
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, I would say, I think I would say, well, it was kind of near the area where people usually put stuff that they're offering up to anyone, and I accidentally took it, and I'm so sorry, and sure, you really wanted that cupcake, let me either give you money if you don't feel that you want it right now, or let me go and get you another one.
Do you think it's also appropriate to, if you hurt someone's feelings, to buy them a cake?
Oh, these are getting awfully complicated. So,
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can I buy you a new cupcake?
Yeah. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1849. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 24th of February 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to head over to Spotting Big Fatty, and I'm going to tell you about potato chips. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, delayers. Big Fatty, what's being delayed?
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are delayers because y'all, the coal mine has told us don't come to work before 10 a.m. in the morning. But Big Fatty will go in at the regular time. Big Fatty. Y'all, we're expecting the freezing rain, and you know, y'all, when you get the freezing rain in Charleston, it's never a good thing. No, Big Freddy, it is not a good thing. Y'all, we're having a little wintry mix. In fact, y'all, old Veda gave me a new weather app for the it's called Forecast, and y'all, it tells you, it says mixed precipitation starting Tuesday morning, and y'all, we're supposed to get rain and mixed precipitation, so I don't know what that means, but anyway, y'all, it's going to be a chilly week here in Charleston. So there you go. So be ready. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know, but we know you need to get down to business. It's true. I do need to get Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, today too, I say Tuesday the 24th, y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you hear me mention their name every year at this time, y'all, is that Kiko Lombardi. Big Fatty, is any relation to Vince? No, I don't think so, but... Poor Big Freddy. Very few of you will. Mean Keen will get that one, but nobody else probably will. Big Freddy, we love Mean Keen. Y'all, our second celebration of exiting birth canal is, y'all, is someone we met out at the Pride 48 too. I say chew years ago. Y'all, she's just lovely. Yes, Big Freddy, and her relative is lovely too. It's true, y'all. It is Radish Head. It is Radish Head's celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Big Fatty, who is Radish Head? That's Turnip Head's sister. Big Fatty, we knew that. That was a rhetorical question. Oh, okay. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, you know him, he's out there in the San Francisco, so nice I named it twice, and y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's our little show, y'all, he is the originator of the Howdy Do Pancakes, y'all. It is Calvin. It is Calvin's celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Big Fatty, all I've got to say
is that Kiko Lombardi, I hope Kiko has a kick, is curvy as Lombard Street. Betty, that didn't make any sense. It's true. And I hope that Turnip Head makes sure that Radish Head has a lovely a root vegetable cake. Big Betty, that would probably be carrot cake. It probably would be carrot cake. That's the only root vegetable I would eat a cake of. Yes, Big Betty. And Big Betty, I hope that the JR takes real good care of Calvin and feeds him some cake and then feeds him Big Fatty. I'm not going to continue this. I'm just getting as vulgar as you. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, last time we was over here at Spud and McFatty, y'all, that Toppy Smelly had spotted Big Fatty with an Abercrombie and Fitch model, and Big Fatty was evidently enjoying some penetration. Big Fatty! Let's just see what we got here. No, I'm sorry. We had, the last time we were over here, we got the Bacon number 5 is the new number 1. Big Fatty. Y'all, BF is playing with his balls, spotted by Peter G. And y'all, it's some sort of a sports ball team. Maybe that Mean King don't know what kind of sports ball team it is, but y'all, they're wearing a... They look like they're wearing bacon outfits. Big Fatty, it's the Baconeers. It's probably true. Y'all, Veritable Virgo has spotted Big Fatty, and it says there's an old growth on that man's left testicle. He best get it checked, and y'all, it's been censored. It says ruined. Sorry, this submission wasn't eligible for your viewing. It was vulgar. Big Fatty, that doesn't narrow anything down over at Spotting Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, you started talking too soon. It's true, I did. I wanted to finish catching you up. Big Fatty, is this the Joe Patan show? No. Trying to catch you up on what I did. Sunday evening, Big Fatty, y'all, I filled up another bag full of shit. And carried it down to the dumpster. Y'all, that dumpster is full. It is jam-packed full. And y'all, Olveda, stopped by the coal... Not the coal mine. Stopped by the hat cave here. And y'all, I needed his help. I'm getting rid of an old computer, and I needed him to help me. There was just a vulgar diskette in it, and I couldn't get it out. Hey, that sounds vulgar. But old Vader came over, and we figured finally got it to come shooting out. Hey, vulgar. Oh, y'all, what is that? That is some of those peanuts I bought. Yes, Big Fatty. But we got that done, and y'all, I need some help. My roll top desk, I can't get it to roll up as far as it should. And y'all, I'm going to have to ask Miss Kitty. I'm just going to have to ask Miss Kitty to come help me. Old Veda and I kind of looked at the problem, but we weren't able to solve it. I think that Miss Kitty and I will be able to fix it. Yes, Big Fatty, when are you going to call Miss Kitty? Well, I tried to call Miss Kitty on Sunday, but he must have seen it was me and refused to answer. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that's it. I'm going to have some new artwork for the voice letters. And because, you know, I've always had a picture of the bag phone, but y'all, I've in all my cleaning, I've come up with a... Let's just see here. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I think I've got 5 or 6 more phones, and y'all, none of them are iron. And I'm just going to put a collection of Big Fatty's ancient phones out there for the new voice letter artwork. But we won't have any of that today. No, Big Fatty, none of that today. One of the other things that I...
that I ran across when I was doing some of my cleaning out. Y'all, and I probably most of you don't know about this, but y'all, one of the things growing up, we used to have, this will tell you how old Big Fatty is. Y'all, we used to get our milk delivered to the house by the milkman, the Mathis Dairy. Yes, Big Fatty, Mathis Dairy. I believe that's where Rosebud was. Big Fatty, why did the cow have to be called Rosebud? It was destiny for Big Fatty. Big Fatty is vulgar. But y'all, we also had the vegetable man that drove his truck by, and he had picked the vegetables out of his garden, and he came by and he would weigh them out and everything. So you'd have fresh vegetables delivered right there to the house, and the popsicle man would come around with the ice cream truck and all, and y'all, they didn't sell drugs out of it back in the old days. No, Big Freddy, they only sold hunkies and creamsicles and push-ups. But y'all, one of the really strange things, especially nowadays, was we had the potato chip man. Y'all, we had home delivery of potato chips. And I know most of you are going, well, that's just the craziest thing I've ever heard of. But y'all, it was a company. It was a company called Charles Chips. And y'all, you had a big metal container. Like you see at crema time, you know, these containers that have the popcorn in it. Well, that's what these were like. They're a little bit smaller in height. But y'all, they were filled with potato chips, and y'all, they stayed real fresh, and they came real fresh and everything. But y'all, it was called Charles Chips, and y'all, I had one of the containers in one of my pantries, so I was, you know, it was, yeah, I was getting rid of it. But y'all, it took me back to a time when potato chips were delivered to your home. And y'all, so I went, I was going to get some information off of the wiki about Charles Chips, and y'all, lo and begory, y'all, they're still in business. I can't believe it. And y'all, if you go to charleschips.com, you'll see it. It's the same logo, the same cans that now these may be cardboard cans now. But that looks like the metal cans. And y'all, they used to come in a little yellow truck, just like the little toy truck that shows over there on the website. But y'all, the different things you can order, y'all, my favorite of the Charles Chips was the barbecue. Y'all, they weren't those artificial flavored barbecue chips that you get now. Y'all, they're just delicious. But y'all, they had pretzels. They got the original chips, the barbecue. Y'all, they've got something called waffle chips now. I guess like ridges. I guess the ruffles. And crema time and all, they would do chocolate covered pretzels and things like that. But anyway, y'all, I just want to go over here just give you a little history about this. The history of the Charles Chips. It was Effie Musa. Big Fatty Effie Musa. I'll never forget old Effie. Was making a batch of her delicious potato chips in her small rural Pennsylvania kitchen and had a great idea. C, her husband and farmer by trade was having difficulties raising enough money to keep him afloat, so she thought of a way to create some additional income. Effie realized that she might be able to take these favorite family treats. Effie... Effie to the famous Central Market located in Penn Square. I don't know what any of that means. But y'all, it was in Amish country and all. And so y'all, that's when it started, was in 1942, just a couple of years after the Vons, yo, was born. And Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. It says right here, they expanded in the late 50s to include pretzels and cookeries, and in the years ahead developed a crema holiday gift program. And y'all, home delivery was a mainstay until the early 1970s, when home delivery became less profitable. And so y'all, they started selling them in the grocery stores and convenience stores. Let's just see here. They went into popcorn. Charles Chips was sold to a Tampa, Florida popcorn company in 1993. Y'all, the company was all but forgotten until the Scardino family purchased the company in early 2011. Being true fans of the brand, they wanted to recapture the true essence of Charles Chips and bring them back with tins filled with all the original recipes. Y'all, relaunched in December of 2011, you can now purchase the classic recipes, original barbecue waffle, and the Lancaster flavor inspired mini twist pretzels. They're going to be relaunching the cookeries and all, and y'all, they've celebrated their 70th anniversarium, and y'all, you can go and they're not cheap, I'll just tell you this, but y'all, they ship them to you. They've got, they're the cookeries right there. But y'all, the tin, and you know, you buy the tin, and what they do is they would, finish the tin, and then you'd put your order out when the potato chip man came along with your empty tin, and he left you a new one. But y'all, they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious chips. They're not cheap, because you got to pay for the tin and everything. But y'all, they're just lovely. So y'all, if you've never had the Charles chips, you might want to check them out. Big Fatty, I've never had them, although they're as old as Methuselah. Kind of like me, it's true. Let me just see here. I probably should have something else here to talk to you about. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not prepared. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine today. Got several things taken care of. That was good. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I get more damn junk mail. Y'all, it appears that my penis doesn't work because everybody wants to help me get my penis working properly. Big Fatty! y'all, it's just, it's, and link, y'all, LinkedIn. If I get another request for LinkedIn, I'm going to scream. Y'all, I ain't going to link in. I just ain't going to link in. That's just all there is to it. There ain't going to be no LinkedIn. So anyway, y'all, reverse mortgage calculators. Fight acne. Oh, dear, I see. Big Fatty, you were really struggling there at the very end. Y'all, it's true. I was struggling a little bit there. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Did you watch the Oscars? I guess I could have talked about that. Y'all, the Oscars. Big Fatty, is that like the Odd Couple? No, that's not Felix and Oscar. It's the Academy Awards. Y'all, I got to tell you, I am not a fan at all of that Lady Gugu, but y'all, she belted it out on the Sound of Music stuff last night. Y'all, I was very impressed. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from How to Do Pancakes, including the birthday boy. And birthday boy, what you gonna do today, huh?
Can I buy you a new cupcake?
Oh, no, we should be buying you a cupcake. It's your celebration.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.